Hello.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Germar Anwar?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things are gotten off the wrong track?
Actually, your call is not clear, so I didn't understand.
Oh. Can you hear me better now? Hello?
No. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Can you talk with my husband? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. First, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
What is right? What is wrong? I don't know.
But in terms of the question, do you think that things are going in the right direction or on the wrong track?
Nothing is going in the right direction, not even Phoenix, not even in this whole world. So I don't know. This question is, of course, it's not the right direction.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west mm-hmm. of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where Lavine area is again?
I got it.
Okay, thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're speaking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
Me?
Yes.
60 plus.
In what year were you born?
Oh, I born in 60.
In the 60s, thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial or another race not listed in here?
Asian.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavine? Would you describe it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Lavine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5, and the higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Lavine. The
okay.
first one is better street and road maintenance.
1.
More parks and recreational opportunities.
3.
More dining and entertainment options.
4.
Better public transportation options.
5.
More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses from 1 to 5?
Maybe 2.
Thank you. More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
2.
More good-paying jobs?
More chain shop?
More good-paying jobs.
Oh, this for definitely 4.
Thank you. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for a job, retired,
employed.
A student?
Employed.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levin?
I don't think there is enough businesses. There's only stores, restaurants.
So between too few or about the right amount, where do you lean?
I think it's too few.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levin?
There is too few or too more, you say?
Yes, the options are too many, too few, or about the right amount.
Too many.
Thank you. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levin. Would you like to see more dollar stores or discount chains in Levin?
Yes.
And is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, somewhat.
Thank you. Would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues in Levin?
Yes, I need more.
And is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Would you like to see more home goods stores or other retail stores like Target?
Not sure.
Okay, that's fine. Would you like to see more doctor's offices and hospitals?
That's for sure. Way more.
Is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Very strongly, yes.
Thank you. And would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Levin?
Not really.
Okay, thank you. And in your words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levin?
Like the Macy's, JCPenney's, the kind of store.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
It's like the Macy's, JCPenney, those kind of store.
Okay.
Large departmental store.
Thank you very much. Just a moment. So Macy's and JCPenney's. Now we're going to switch gears a bit just to let you know that we're almost there, but we still have a few more questions to go. But I would like to thank you for your time. So how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability a very big problem? A fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Do you think housing affordability is a very big problem, a fairly big problem?
It's a very big problem.
Thank you. And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levin? That is to say, the number of houses and condominiums or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Do you think housing availability is a big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
It's a fairly big problem also.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levin. Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Levin?
Yes.
Is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Strongly.
Would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Lviv?
No.
Would you like to see more multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums in Lviv?
Yes, strongly yes.
Thank you. And would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Lviv?
Yes.
And is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, strongly yes.
Thank you. How long have you been lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
11 to 20 years.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I do own the home.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Lviv. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhouses, duplexes, and triplexes. Do you oppose or favor as a way to address housing costs and options?
No, I agree.
And is that a strongly favor or somewhat favor?
No, strongly agree, yes.
Thank you. And the next proposal is to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Do you oppose or favor?
Repeat the question, please.
Yes. The next proposal is to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Do you oppose or favor that as a way to address housing costs and options?
Is it a parking lot?
Parking lot? Yes.
To change the parking lot to house?
And yes, repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
I'm not sure about this.
Okay, that's fine. The next proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
It doesn't matter. It's okay. It doesn't matter.
So, do you strongly favor or somewhat favor? Or
somewhat.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. The next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Yes, I strongly agree that.
Thank you. The next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, I do agree that. Strongly agree that.
Okay, thank you. The next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Most condominium?
More condominium buildings.
I'm not sure.
Okay, that's fine. Finally, I would like to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's.
Thank you. What is the annual household income? Just tell me when you hear the right amount. Is it less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,001 to $100,000, $101,000 to $125,000?
75 to 100.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Yeah, M-A-H-F-U-Z.
Z. Z as in zebra?
Correct.
A-M-A-U-Z.
Or no. M-A-H-F-U-Z.
F-U-Z. A-A-H-F-U-Z.
Yeah, M like Mary.
Oh.
A. H like Henry, F like Frank, U Z.
Okay, thank you very much. M like Mary, H F U Z.
Mary, Apple, Henry, Frank, Umbrella, Zebra.
Okay, I got it. M A H F U Z.
Correct.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, thank you very much for your time, sir. With this concludes our survey, and we appreciate your time. So have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.